What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two here. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And we're going to give Tom an opportunity down there in Florida to tell me about my new home state of Indiana.
Yeah, Michael, I just want you to know, and I'm going to go right there to it. But that guy Rogers, I just want him to know the Democrats are a party of the Ku Klux Klan, okay? And Abraham Lincoln's a Republican. But getting back to Indiana, Michael,
yes.
Indiana has more redheads with freckles than any state in the United States of America. There's more redheaded women there and men. You call them the copperheads. And there's more redheads in that state than any other state. Wisconsin has got a lot of redheads, but you'll see some of the most beautiful redheaded women, other if you went maybe to Ireland or Scotland, in the state of Indiana. I don't know if you knew that.
A lot of beautiful redheaded people. I hadn't noticed it. And I'm not saying that they're not out there, but you need to understand we're in a very rural area. And I mean,
right.
It's like it's a 30-minute drive to the nearest Walmart. All right, so
when you go to a Walmart, you'll see more redheaded women in that state than anywhere. I tell you that. Kentucky's got a lot, in Wisconsin, but Indiana's number one. As far as Dustin goes, and he's every day bashing Trump. I just want to say this, Michael. You know, does he have anything positive to say about Trump that really would really make him feel good that Trump's doing something? He's not like his governor of Murphy in New Jersey that's totally raping the taxpayers over there.
All right.
And that's everybody just fleeing out of that state.
Tom, it's obvious that you and Dustin will never see eye to eye on Donald Trump. And I tend to,
absolutely,
you know, agree. Donald Trump, he's not a pure evil person, but he's not a good person either. And he's doing a very ineffectual job. Anyway, we're going to let you go.
Well, Michael, he's got the angel mothers and fathers. He's talking to the angel mothers and dads. And that's what I look at.
Tom,
and 80% of the blacks will never vote for Donald.
Goodbye, Tom. Goodbye, Tom. We're going to switch over to Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I was hoping Tom would listen to that woman this morning that said, don't interrupt the host. I thought about him as soon as she said that, but evidently he didn't get the message. But
our control room technician is saying we're going to wire up a button to send an electric shock down Tom's phone line if he doesn't learn some manners.
Okay. Well, Nancy, this morning, she made more sense as our conversation went on. And I'm just kind of sorry you didn't say, equate Trump with his Zionist masters, you know, in the government there. And I think that his position on the P5+1 was all set. He was given his orders from Netanyahu and Adelson before. I don't think he had an opinion before those guys told him to get out of that treaty. That's just what I think. And
could very well be the case. But again, he's supposed to be the president. And if he's letting Netanyahu and Adelson tell him what to do, it's another indicator of his weakness as a leader.
Yes, exactly. But and I think that's why Bolton stayed on so long, because he was afraid to fire him. He hired him because of those guys, and he didn't fire him because he didn't want to, you know, get their irateness against him. So everything, you know, like you've said so many times, we're occupied nation. I mean, you know, we're a puppet government, you know, for another smaller country that the rest of the world really can't understand why we're doing this. But anyway, I got something on what you said before. The Marine Corps, I don't think, is exempt from posse comitatus. I did a little research on that, and everything I read is they're included in with the U.S. Army, and the other service is the only one exempt, from what I can see, is the Coast Guard.
Excuse me. The Marines are not part of the Army. They're part of the Navy.
Well, they're a separate branch of the service under the Department of the Navy. Yes, but posse comitatus includes them, according to what I read. You know, the Navy also.
Well, I'll look into that. I'll have to look into that. But I remember, and maybe it's changed recently, but some years ago, there was this test that was put out called the Combat Arms Surveys, and it was administered only to United States Marines at places like 29 Palms and Camp Pendleton. And the questionnaire was basically, would you be willing to confiscate firearms from the American citizens? Would you be willing to shoot American citizens resisting firearms confiscation? So I'll take a look at it, but I think there may be an issue there.
Yeah, you also told me that the commanders of those troops that were given that survey told them would to say yes, and we're not sure that they all.
Well,
met
they
it,
implied
know?
It. They implied it. They didn't actually say you will say yes, but the guy that I had working for me in my production company had been a Marine, and he said, you know, pretty much everybody answered in the affirmative because it was made clear to us that's what the commanders wanted. They weren't ordered to say yes, but it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was in the Marine Corps 28 years, counting reserves, and that's true. The last thing, point I want to ask is, your position on global warming is that it's there, but it's not human caused. Is that correct?
My position on global warming is that right now the globe is cooling. It goes through cooling and warming phases. And even NASA is now admitting that this is all caused by changes in the Earth's orbit around the sun, as well as the output of solar energy. And as in point of fact, your little plastic bags really have not much to do with it at all.
Okay, so but, you know, on these measurements around with the, you know, the temperatures around the glaciers and all that stuff, I guess there's a lag in that, right? I mean, you know, it takes a while for the cooling to take place. Is that true? In other words,
well, it depends. It depends on how the measurements are being made. But part of the problem is a lot of the data has just been outright falsified. And we had a story that we did on that very subject earlier today, rather yesterday, saying that the big scandal 30 years from now, people are going to be looking back and just wondering how it was that they were bamboozled into being so terrified of global warming, human-caused global warming, when the data was being fudged. We know that they fudged the data and the computer codes at the Hadley Climate Research Unit at the University of East Anglia. We know that NOAA has been caught fudging the data. We know that NASA, which stands for Never a Straight Answer, they got caught fudging the data. We know that Al Gore, in his mockumentary An Inconvenient Truth, literally reversed the relationship between global warming and carbon dioxide to try and create an effect that wasn't really there at all. And in fact, Inconvenient Truth was done so badly, there was actually a British court decision that before it can be shown to British students, the teacher has to read this list of at least 8 known misstatements within there. It's a con. It's another con to get your money and your obedience. And Ken Lay actually helped Al Gore set up his carbon trading scam.
Mm-hmm. Mike, let me just ask you this. If they went through with this new Green Deal, or how are they going to do it to combat human-caused global warming, if they did that, would there be any effect on the atmosphere itself? In other words, would it have any effect at all?
No, the effect is going to be on your wallet. That's where the effect is going to be. It's going to be on your wallet. This is another way of taking wealth away from the wealthy nations and shifting it to the poor nations as part of this whole globalist situation. But in terms of the Green New Deal, for one thing, I mean, look at some of the stuff that's in there. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she wants to build a bridge from Los Angeles to Hawaii. And it is very obvious she knows absolutely nothing about the underwater topography between California and Hawaii, or for that matter, bridge engineering. They're just saying these things to get people riled up and say, oh my God, the world is coming to an end. The world is coming to an end. And we've got to do something about it. So here, please take this check, take my money and leave me alone in peace.
Yeah. Okay. You know, Tulsi Gabbard, she is behind this global warming thing. And,
well, it's a Democratic platform. It's part of the Democratic platform.
So she's going along with the Democratic platform, but she's not going along with them when it comes to war, you know, which is good.
That's what I really liked about her, was that, she served in combat. She's anti-war. And unfortunately, I think that's the reason why they're working so hard to keep her off the debate stage, is she's a major threat to the military-industrial complex.
Exactly. Okay, Mike, I've used up all my time. It's time to let me go and talk to the next caller or give us a news.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to go to Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, before I put you on the air, I want you to go very gentle on Tom, okay, and understand that this is supposed to be a polite discussion, and we are not repeating that prior experiment of putting you both on the air at the same time. That was utter lunacy, and we're not going to do that again. So, Dustin, be a gentleman. Actually, no, we got a lot of email saying what a complete waste of time that all was here. Anyway, so Dustin, what is on your mind?
Well, first of all, before I get to Tom, global warming is all about a carbon tax on human beings.
Yes.
That's what it's about. It's not about – there weren't a solar minimum, people, if you do any basic research. You know?
Yes.
So, all right, so off with that with Tom. Tom, I can live on, like, the moon, and I still wouldn't vote for Trump again. I voted for Trump, and it – No, Mike, he hasn't delivered. And I'm sorry. People keep making excuses.
I'm in agreement with you.
You know?
Dustin,
Tom,
I
don't
agree with you.
But Tom don't understand.
Tom's got
Tom.
His own agenda.
No, Tom, let me tell you, I like Tom. I believe in the wall, Mike. I believe in no immigrants coming into the country because that waters down your culture like it's doing in Europe.
Yes.
With Germany. They just had the person who drove over 17 people yesterday, right? That killed nine.
He had somebody who called in a little while ago saying, what would have happened if Hillary had become president in 2016? She would have absolutely torn down all the immigration barriers because the Democrats are desperate for illegal immigrant Democrat voters to keep hanging on to power.
But the problem is, we're at a record number of people streaming in. So I want Tom to explain why Trump hasn't put anybody in to stop it. Why are we still not having any, Tom, where's the arrest? You kept saying, Tom, the arrest, why isn't Trump or the Attorney General arresting anybody? And that's what I want to know. Why aren't nobody being arrested? Where's the indictments, Tom? We've been here, it's October 9th, 2019. Where's Sean Hannity? You know, it's a fraud. It's a fraud. Trump's not going to fix nothing. He's going to drag it on till the next election. That's it. I don't understand. Tom, Melania, if she got divorced, you and Nancy can get ready to marry Trump because it's obvious you believe whatever he says because you don't do any research or, I don't understand people. Mike, why can't people just think before and look of what's going on before they speak or say, wait a minute. I voted, like I did. I voted for Trump, but
our
nothing's
culture,
going on, Mike.
Because our culture is raised to think in terms of slogans and jingoism, and it's actually been that way for a long time. You know, Tippecanoe and Tyler, too. You know, Ma, where's my pa? He's gone to Washington. Ha, ha, ha. And that was what got people to the polls to vote. American voters, by and large, they're not rational human beings. They really are not thinking this stuff through, or they wouldn't even be listening to the Green New Deal or human-caused global warming, but they want to be part of a cause. They want to feel that they're part of something that's greater than themselves. And so I'm going to go on out, and I'm going to save the baby seals from being clubbed to death, and I'm going to support abortion and on demand and all the rest of it. They're, again, ego. Their own ego is caught up in it, and it traps them.
I think we're being clubbed to death because any rational thinking human being, and I have to go back to George Bush, and I said this before because he was a wretched human, but he told us the truth in part. Fool me once, fool me twice, I will not be fooled again.
Yes.
When are people going to stop being fooled to what's going on if they just open their eyes to see what's going on?
He kind of botched that quote.
Yeah.
Botched that quote. He said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, we won't get fooled again. And it was one of the more embarrassing, ridiculous moments in his career.
But I like Nancy and Tom calling in, though, Mike. That's part of our debate, and to let people know what we think, so I don't want anybody to not call in. All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good night.
All right, thanks an awful lot here. And let's see, we're going to go over to Rick in Portland. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Rick, are you there? Rick in Portland. No, we lost Rick. Too bad. He wanted to talk about astronomy. Let's go to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, what's up? Hey, listen, I heard that these two guys, Dustin and that guy Tom, I pretty much side with Dustin, okay? I don't think, Trump is not the worst president we've had, but he's certainly far from one of the best.
He's certainly better than Millard Fillmore was.
Yeah. But he's certainly better than what we would have gotten if Mrs. Slick Willie would have gotten in there. God forbid. But other than that, I mean, my biggest problem with Trump is I just don't think the guy gets – I don't think he's all that smart. How can you possibly
– I don't think he is either.
How can you possibly –
I mean, look how many times he went bankrupt.
Well, he did become a billionaire. So, I mean, you got to give him credit there as far as his business experience,
Yeah, well, if somebody gave me a couple of $1 billion to buy my favors, I'd be a billionaire as well. Trump basically inherited a bunch of money from his father, and then he promptly lost it. And that's when he started hanging out with people like Sheldon Adelson, who said, yeah, we'll give you a little money here, but down the road, you're going to owe us some favors.
Yeah, that's the whole thing. I mean, he is manipulated. He's run Netanyahu, seems to almost, for all intents and purposes, run the guy. He makes decisions to get out of the Middle East. He lets somebody like a dirtbag like Bolton make the decision for him to stay there. And even now, supposedly we're getting out of Syria now, but I understand they're just being moved to other parts of Syria.
Well, like I said, we had that caller who called on in and said, so far, only about 50 Americans are actually being moved right now. And again, I don't know exactly what Trump thinks he's going to accomplish with Turkey and Syria and now Russia. They're getting involved. But I don't think he's in control of the situation.
No, he lets himself be manipulated. He should have cleaned house the minute he took over. You don't put somebody
he
like
He absolutely
John
should have.
He should have cleaned house, even if he had to take federal troops and conduct a raid on both on the CIA, FBI, and the Justice Department and seize all their computers and records and get rid of all the top people. They should have all been gone, marched out if necessary.
I agree. It was his biggest mistake here. I mean, I wanted head of NASA. That's what I wanted. I wanted head of NASA. All right. Well, listen, Mark, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. We got another caller waiting on the line. It's a very busy day today, and we will be right back.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to go right back to the phones here to Lenny in California. Aloha, Lenny. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, Mike, what's on my mind is what's been on everybody's mind. But I'm curious. I have a question for you. During the time when Bill Clinton supposedly cheated on Hillary, you know, all we heard in the media was this is his personal life. This is what, you know, his personal life is his personal business. Now, let me ask you this. Do you see a double standard with the media now?
I definitely see a double standard now. The rules that we play with here at What Really Happened is the family is off limits, which is why all this nonsense about Ivanka Trump and everything, I don't agree with that. The problem with Bill Clinton wasn't that he went on out and he was getting a little hummer from Monica Lewinsky. It's that he lied under oath about it. And at that point, it became obstruction of justice and an impeachable offense.
I agree with that. But what I'm saying is that the media was saying to the American people, you know, and I'm not judging Bill or Donald Trump, because if personally, if I was married to Hillary, I'd probably cheat too. All right. But the point is,
yes,
is that the media.
Actually, if I was married to Hillary, I'd commit suicide.
you commit suicide. It'd be the easier way out. Trust me. But, you know, when I look at, you know, the things that they're putting on Trump, and you made a statement yesterday. You wondered if Trump had the quote, I'm not saying the quote unquote, but it was paraphrasing. You asked if he had the moral aptitude to pull off what he was going through. But when I put him up against the likes of Adam, the shape-shifting shift, okay, Joe, the creep biting,
yes,
okay, and his son, Hunter, the crackhead biting, okay, and then we'll bring up Hillary. I allegedly never met a child I didn't like the taste of, and her daughter, Chelsea Hobo Clinton, okay, and Megan McNasty McCain. She just, you know, I'm realizing, and even with Nancy Pelosi, her son now is supposedly, her nephew or whatever is supposed to caught up in some of this Ukraine
he's
stuff.
He's now been caught up in this whole Ukraine mess, and it's like, these are multi-generational families. It's like, you know, what was it, Dallas, that TV series, you know, with Rick Hagman here. And I'm even thinking about trying to float a TV series here in Indiana, you know, called Dale, the Pride, Prejudice, the Produce. I don't know if that selling point is going to work very well, but I mean, but yeah, we know that, and especially around here, so many of the businesses here are in fact owned, by, like fourth and fifth and sixth generations. And you don't see names like McDonald's on a restaurant. Well, yes, you do occasionally, but mostly it's about, you know, Bill's Transmissions or Susie's Hair. They put their names on the business because they're proud of that. And, again, it makes for a pleasant experience here. But in terms of, you know, again, getting back to Donald Trump, he's not effective. And his biggest mistake was not cleaning out the White House when he moved on in, which was his right to do. And I understand that when you are running for political office, that you are paid huge amounts of money, and they're saying, we're going to expect you to do certain things for us. And Trump could have said, well, thank you very much for the contributions here. And then once he got the job, he could say, well, you know, I can't give you a quid pro quo for this campaign fund. That would actually be considered corruption. And he could have backed off from that. So it's a mess.
Yeah, and I agree with all of that. But, you know, my thing is, with what, going back to what he's up against, now I named all these people and their offspring for a reason. What I'm trying to say is that the DNA does not stray too far from the strand. Okay, if we don't clean it up, and I basically think Trump don't know what he's doing, but he's trying to figure it out as he goes. But the one thing he does know how to do is punch back, and is stirring up the crap storm, and I'm enjoying it, okay, because they're not able to run around and do what they want to do and pretend that, you know, that they're gods among men either, okay? So I say if Bill screws, and if Joe the Creek screws, and Hunter screws, and Chelsea screws, then we all deserve to screw. All right? That's just the way I feel about it.
Yeah.
So, you know, my thing is, you know, and the thing you said about, I thought you made a valid point, but I think you're a little behind the times on it, when you said yesterday that, you know, you saw where Israel could come in and fill the void with the Kurds. Man, the Mossad has been embedded with Barzini and the Kurds for 40 years. There's no mistake that the Kurds have
the Mossad is embedded with pretty much everybody. Anyway, listen, Lenny, we're going to have to let you go. Got to take another break here for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
The money, honey, we got the bombs, we'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America, and I know we have a caller on the line, but I can't scroll back. And Alan in Hickory Hills, Illinois. Aloha, Alan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hello to you, sir. The reason I'm calling is I would like to express sort of a distaff opinion about this issue of global warming. Now,
yes.
I'll tell you what I think. I think that global warming is a symptom and the real cause is overpopulation. Now, let me tell you why that's not a crank idea. The issue is that the lawyers in this world can't make any money suing on the issue of overpopulation, but they can make trillions suing corporations and pretending that corporations are the cause of global warming. So I see this Greta Thunberg. She, to me, is sort of like a Shirley Temple character that's being used to pretend that this movement, this climate change movement, is all goody-two-shoes and there's no evil motive. But there is an evil motive, and the motive is to pretend corporations are responsible, and then you can pretend that corporations are liable, and then you can sue corporations and you can destroy them. Now, a long time ago... General Motors was sued over the issue of the Chevy Corvair. and they ended up going bankrupt. And people said, well, la, 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 it's the world's biggest corporation. It won't hurt for long. But what's happening now is GM is kind of back up on their feet, but they're not able to make their pension payout.
They froze their pension, and even worse, they can't manufacture spare parts right now. So good luck getting your vehicles fixed.
Yes, okay. So in other words, there are other symptoms besides the fact that we're losing our pensions. Now, that Ralph Nader guy, who he began this tsunami when he said the Corvair was unsafe at any speed. I heard him on a radio show in Los Angeles years ago, and he said very coarsely, he said, if you want to cut down on the birth rate, put the woman to work. And he was speaking to a lesbian on National Public Radio, and the lesbian said, shush, they'll hear you. And by they, of course, she meant white people who were paying taxes.
Yes.
And I'll tell you how Ralph Nader responded. This ruthless monster said, I can say that out here. So you see,
First Amendment.
Yeah, that's right. Pretending corporations are evil is a very dangerous, very self-destructive thing. And if we don't cut back on law schools and cut down their enrollment and start closing them, these lawyers, there is no end to the evil that they're going to perpetrate. So it's not global warming. The issue is overpopulation. The carrying capacity of the United States is only 190 million people. We're 100 million over the top. We've got red algae on both sides of the Florida Peninsula. We've got flesh-eating bacteria in the water around Washington, D.C. Now, let me close. I got just one more quick statement. A 10-year-old girl died in Texas recently because she went for a dip in a pond connected to a river in Texas, and she thought the water was clean and fresh, and she died from an amoeba infection. And they mentioned it very briefly. But there was no, you know what I'm saying? Greta Thunberg there's talk of giving her a Nobel Prize, but when there's evidence that our water is totally polluted, that's all on page 11, and it's all being kept secret. And in fact, in California, if you water your lawn and you wash your clothes on the same day, you're going to get a fine because they have smart meters, and there's just no fresh water anywhere in the United States. So that's my comment.
Well, that's a problem that should be solved here. I mean, we need a Manhattan Project scale project to start producing clean, safe water. But we're too busy building all these bombs and tanks and, you know, cruise missiles and the rest of it. Now, I'll be the first one to admit that the human population is too large. And the reason for that is very simple. Sex is a lot more fun than dying. But to come on out and say corporations are not evil is complete utter nonsense. Some are, some are not. I think right now a lot of Boeing investors are thinking that Boeing was an evil corporation for taking those reckless chances with the MAX 8. Certainly Ralph Nader was correct about the Corvair. I think right now, if you ask anybody who owns an iPhone, they're probably going to think that Apple is an evil corporation, probably along with Microsoft. Corporations are run by people whose primary responsibility is profit to the stockholder, not necessarily to the customer. And from this, we get things like planned obsolescence and products that really aren't very good for us. They're not very, very, very safe. So some corporations are good. Some corporations are not good. It's not an absolute.
Well, I can agree with you to the point where one time you made a remark that you said Skype was a conspiracy and it's getting clumsier and clumsier because they want to go commercial and that's why they're making it awkward. So I do agree with your comment about Skype. I'm not in agreement about the other things that you believe, but I think maybe the thing for me to do is just hang up now because I've said my piece and you can just keep on ranting on whatever you want to rant about, okay?
All right. Well, thank you very much for describing it as a rant. I certainly wouldn't have done that, but then that's just me here. I mean, you know, there are good corporations. There are bad corporations. I mean, look at all those people over at, like, USAMRID. You know, they're not curing the common cold over there. Look at CDC. A lot of people are under the mistaken impression that CDC is somehow a part of the U.S. government and they're concerned with the health of the American people. They're not. They're a privately owned corporation, and they own patents on something like 30 different vaccines, which every year they'll come out and say, yes, you must get vaccinated. Get this vaccine. Now, they're making billions of dollars pushing this stuff, and nobody really knows if it's safe or not. Okay, so let's get on back here to this situation that is taking place over in Syria and Turkey, and the Syrians are fleeing the Turkish airstrikes. Congressional leaders, our congressional leaders are out there saying that Erdogan will pay a heavy price. So already the lines are being drawn up on who's going to be on whose side. And what is really looking kind of interesting, you know, it wasn't all that long ago. We were on Syria's side. We were on the side of the Kurds. And now all of a sudden, we're not really sure here. Now, the Syrian Democratic Forces are actually openly seeking cooperation with Assad. And I noticed in this headline from South Front that they made a point of describing him as bloody Assad. Oh, he's bloody Assad. How could they even think about doing business with him here? So the war is definitely on. It's definitely bloody. Interesting little story that came on out from taskandpurpose.com. The U.S. military has dropped more bombs on Afghanistan in the last month than it has since 2010. That's a lot of bombs. Remember, it wasn't all that long ago. They were talking about making peace. Donald Trump was talking about peace talks, bringing our troops home from Afghanistan or perhaps repurposing them someplace else. And apparently, as we understand the story, John Bolton put the screws to that, which is why he got fired. Because Bolton loves wars as long as somebody else has to pay for them and fight in them. Now, here's a very interesting little story, and it shows the weakness of America's military policy. China has just announced the end of U.S. primacy in the Pacific. Now, for decades, the United States has sort of taken China's ballistic missile capacity for granted, saying it's a low capability force, limited regional impact, no strategic value. We could just take them out with one hand tied behind our back. But apparently back on the 1st of October, during a massive military parade celebrating the 70th anniversary of the founding of the People's Republic of China, Beijing rolled out this new nuclear missile, which is a game changer. And basically this article is saying China may have nullified America's strategic nuclear deterrent, the U.S. Pacific Fleet, and the U.S. missile defense capability. And the reason is very, very simple. They have been spending all their money on developing new weapons, not running around the world killing a whole bunch of other people. That's where things fell apart. The United States is maintaining all these bases all over the world. They're trying to build these new high-tech weapons. They don't have enough money to do the job properly, which is why we've got like the Zumwalt, not quite as stealthy as we'd like, destroyer, the F-35, the F-22. We've been down that list the whole time. And the other problem that they're dealing with right now has to do with diversity and gender equality. And I can tell already a lot of people are not going to like this next thing, okay? Because you've got a lot of women saying, I'm the equivalent of men and I'm going to join the army, which, okay, if that's what you want to do. Personally, I think women do better in the Navy and the Air Force where there's some mechanized support. But apparently, 84% of women are failing the Army Combat Fitness Test, and all the political correctness and wishful thinking in the world isn't going to change that. That's called the real world. All righty. Palestinians have launched a campaign trying to end Facebook's attack on Palestinian content. And Palestinians said that Facebook was giving in to the Israeli government's influence to suppress the Palestinian narrative and was adopting the occupier's definition of what incitement is. Which definitely, when you go on in and you let Israel decide, you know, what the bad behavior is, yeah. Going to get that here. I'm going to send a quick message to somebody. Let's see. All right. There we are. All right. Now, this is a fun story. Well, it's not really fun. In fact, it shows how stupid military people can be. This happened about 5 years ago when the Swedish Navy got their knickers in a twist over a supposed Russian submarine that was tooling around their waters. And Navy basically went to the government. They got a whole bunch of money to deploy a lot of equipment looking for this Russian sub, these evil Russian subs. And they never found it. Okay? The top brass assured the public it was not for lack of a foreign intrusion. We know it was there. We didn't find it, but we know it was there. It actually turned out that the data that led to this claim of a Russian sub came from a local civilian boat. Sweden's Navy got their money, and that's all that really matters if you think about it. It's all that money. It's more money for the military-industrial complex, less money for your pockets, less money for the schools, less money for the hospitals, because that's what makes our country great, is building things that go boom here. Speaking of boom, and this is where the situation is starting to get a little bit tense, over Lebanon last night, apparently an Israeli warplane was preparing to bomb a site inside of Syria. They were stopped. They were intercepted by a Russian fighter jet. And that shows you just how dangerous this whole situation is getting. Alrighty. All right. Let's see. Let's talk about impeachment. This thing is still up there. And let's see where we are so far. We have anonymous witnesses. We have the only proven connection from Ukraine to the Hillary campaign. And there's no there. So Rudy Giuliani is out there saying that no administration officials will testify or provide documents to the impeachment probe unless Adam Schiff is removed as House Intel Committee chairman. Because I mean, it's very obvious, Adam Schiff, his fangs are bared. He's drooling. He wants, you know, he wants Trump. No question about that. So now they're basically attacking each other's personnel and saying, no, we're not moving forward. And again, I want to hit this point very, very, very hard. Okay, there is no such thing in the Constitution as an impeachment probe or inquiry. That belongs under the Department of Justice. That's why Trump is out there saying, have an impeachment vote. If you've got something you can impeach me on, vote the impeachment through. Otherwise, it's over. It's all done. Apparently, a Republican congressman from Louisiana has introduced a resolution calling for the expulsion of Speaker Nancy Pelosi from the House of Representatives, saying her impeachment probe against the president must be stopped. I would agree on that one. All right, let's take a phone call. Tony in Puerto Rico, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I want to change the subject a little bit. I want to talk about Turkey. Do they still control those American nukes, and will they use them if they have to?
Um, I don't think Turkey is in control of the U.S. nukes. I think the U.S. is still in control of the U.S. nukes. And hang on a second. I need to... There we go. All right. So, we're fine. Yeah, I don't know who's really in charge. God, I hate... There it is. This iPhone is driving me crazy. It's absolutely driving me crazy. All right, we got to take a break here for commercials. And we'll be back in just a little while.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're coming up on the top of the hour here. We're talking about this impeachment nonsense, which is just filled with anonymous witnesses, tenuous links, investigations that seem to go nowhere. And there are more and more revelations coming on out. This thing, I think, is going to blow up in the Democrats' faces. It's going to be as bad as Russiagate or Spygate was, or all the rest of it. And apparently, a new report from the Washington Examiner revealed that the supposed anonymous CIA whistleblower had a significant connection to a 2020 Democratic presidential candidate who was challenging President Donald Trump in the election. Gee, I wonder who that might be. Anyway, interestingly enough, according to a recent Reuters Ipsos poll, most Democrats are so desperate to impeach Donald Trump that they're even willing to risk their party's chances of winning back the White House in the 2020 election. That's not even good politics. This is personal. This is spite. We need to get this guy. And yes, so what if we ram the ship into an iceberg and sink? It doesn't really matter. It's very, very bad thinking. Okay, story over here from American Thinker. Here's why Hillary is running again in 2020. And she has actually ramped up her campaign since 2016. And she is still running around insisting that she actually won the 2016 popular vote by 3 million votes, but because of that gosh darn Constitution thing and Russia, she was robbed of her rightful prize and place in history. Well, I'm sorry, Hillary, but the Constitution is the Constitution. And had you actually won the election, they would have made you swear an oath to preserve, protect, and defend that Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. Now, apparently, Hillary's already out there teasing a 2020 run, saying, obviously, I can beat him again. Hillary, you haven't beat him yet. You lost the election. And we still don't know how many illegal immigrants voted in that. Should have found out. That should have been one of the most important questions that was out there. Trump should have dealt with that issue, and he didn't. It's like, you know, I look at the way Trump is handling the immigration issue, how he's handling the election integrity issue, and it's almost like he enjoys campaigning. He enjoys getting on out there and making the speeches, but it's like there's a part of him saying, you know, I really don't want to do another 4 years of this, so we'll let somebody else come on in there. Now, Hillary Clinton said no president would seek help. Oh, my goodness, we have to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.